Russia's President Vladimir Putin today reaffirmed his country's commitment to the fight. He was addressing the German parliament in Berlin. Referring to the September 11th attacks, Putin said, "We're all to blame, above all the politicians whom ordinary people trusted with their security." Before he left Moscow, Putin spelled out just how far Russia is prepared to go in joining former Cold War enemies in the campaign against terror. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Last night, President Putin made a special televised address to his nation about Russia's role in any international anti-terrorist operation. Russia, Putin said, would step up weapon shipments to the Northern Alliance fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan. The Russian government will continue to provide intelligence information, and Russian specialists might take part in search and rescue missions. Putin made clear that Russia has no intention of sending troops into Afghanistan. Nevertheless, analysts here say Putin has gone far in joining forces with the West.
We can say for sure that it is a very serious movement in Russian foreign policy. It means that Russia really wants to support U.S. It wants to cooperate with the West in field of defense and security.
Today, Putin's defense minister Sergei Ivanov seemed to go even further. The Interfax news agency quotes him as saying that Tajikistan, Russia's closest ally in Central Asia, might offer the U.S. an airfield for strikes against Afghanistan. The airport in Tajikistan's capital, Dushanbe, lies just 100 miles from the Afghan border. Only 10 days ago, the same defense minister Ivanov seemed to rule out the deployment of U.S. forces in Central Asia. But yesterday, Kazakhstan announced it was ready to provide American forces with airspace and bases. Political analyst Yuri Fyodorov says that despite President Putin's close consultations with Central Asian leaders, Russia's influence in the region may now be waning.
The leaders and elites of Central Asian states would like to be really independent from Moscow. They perceive as really painful attempts of Moscow to restore its influence and to reintegrate so-called post-Soviet space.
Fyodorov believes Central Asian leaders are seizing the moment to cement their independence from Moscow. This may be irksome to some Russian nationalists, but Putin could win back their support by extracting concessions from the West on Chechnya. In his televised remarks yesterday, the Russian president made clear that Russian participation in the international anti-terrorism effort will depend on less criticism for the Kremlin's brutal war against the separatist republic. Again, defense analyst Alexander Goltz.
It's absolutely clear from all Putin's statements that he wants to close all international critics on Chechen war. It's very important for him to put this war in global context, to say, okay, we are fighting the same war, we are fighting the same people, we are fighting international terrorist conspiracy. We were the first victim, you are the second.
Russia has long insisted that the Chechen fighters are terrorists linked to Islamic extremists, including Osama bin Laden. The Russian army has already used tremendous firepower to try to subdue Chechen separatists. But yesterday, President Putin gave the Chechen fighters 72 hours to lay down their arms. He did not say what would happen if they did not comply. The rebels have never complied with such ultimatums in the past, so there's no reason to believe they'll surrender now. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.